89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
It's a whole new way of life. Well, let's hear it.
What have we done with innocence? It disappeared with
Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And we're doing it all over again. We're doing 1997. We started over in no particular order.
And we just played a bad word on the radio.
Well, we're going to have to...
Can't have that.
We're going to have to do something about that. Probably. So how have you been, Riley? It's been a week. Actually, I just saw you like 15 minutes ago.
You just saw me now.
I mean, I see you right now. How's things?
Things are good.
Things are good. Glad to hear it. What do you think of that album, The Color and the Shape, by Foo Fighters?
It's good.
Did you know Dave Grohl played every single instrument on that album?
What about the other people?
Well, when he recorded it, he just recorded, you know, all of it. That's how powerful Dave Grohl is. He can do everything. He'll just do it all.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. This is their second album. He wanted total control.
Yeah, I can tell.
He had total control. It is what it is. So, it's something I just learned. The Foo Fighters are playing in Bridgeport, Connecticut next week.
Can we go?
By next week, I mean the week after this plays, that Saturday.
Can we go?
I don't know. Tickets are like super pricey.
And why would you say that?
Because I just found out and I didn't have anything else to talk about until then. That's all. Very exciting. All right. So what do we got here going on in 1997? We got a ton of music. We've got some Third Eye Blind. We got some Days of the New. Remember that band?
No.
No. And of course we have Creed. My Own Prison. You know that song?
Maybe.
Maybe. I saw them. And I saw the Foo Fighters.
You saw the Foo Fighters? Stop seeing bands I like.
I'm just saying. Things were happening back then. Anywho. Let's listen to a little bit of Creed on the 1997 show.
Quarters in session, a verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and skin begins to burn. So I held my head up high. I didn't hate that burns inside. Don't infuse their self-spite. All held captive out from the sun. The sun that shines on all its own. Pain that was given on a sad day of loss. A lion roars in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and grant me life eternally. We'll be right back.
I've got this time on my hands. You are the one to abuse. Yes, I've found a reason. I won't need an excuse. I've got this time on my hands. You are the one to abuse. Yes, I've found.
London. Whoa. London by Third Eye Blind.
That's Third Eye Blind?
That's right.
Doesn't sound like that at all.
I'm telling you. Because I played a song that you didn't know. Before that, we had Touch, Peel, and Stand by Days of the New. Before that, we had My Own Prison by Creed. What do you think of them?
I didn't like any of those songs.
What? You didn't like London? I thought for sure you'd like London.
Okay, it was fine. But the other two I didn't like.
Why not?
Because they sound like Pearl Jam. And I hate Pearl Jam!
Well, I mean, that's just what band sounded like in 1997. Like a little bit. It wasn't so bad.
It was really bad.
Did you know Creed was the first album to have 4 number one hits off of their debut album?
The first album?
Their debut album. They had 4 number ones.
No, you said they're the first album.
They're the first band? Whatever. They're the first band to have 4 number one hits off of the debut album.
You know, something makes me not believe that, because was that a hit?
My Own Prison? 100%. 100.
That, I didn't like it at
100%.
All. 100%.
Let's
not
go.
A fan.
What do we got? Number one. No, that can't be true. No, I don't believe it. I think I just read that off the internet and I got tricked.
Oh, look at you, believing everything you see.
See? That's what I get. I don't believe that for a second.
Me either.
All right. Well, anyway, let's keep the music going. How about that?
Okay.
We'll hear... Man, I just read stuff off the internet and say it on the radio. Like a fool. Like a fool. I'm going to look into this. While I do, here's some Boston's.
Days
That's Live with Lucchini's Juice. Before that, we had the Mighty Mighty Bosstones with The Impression That I Get. What did you think of any of those?
I did not like either of those songs.
My gosh, you are so difficult to impress.
Sorry, you're playing a bunch of weird music that I don't like.
Well, I mean, we'll get to the stuff that you do like in a second. First things first, we got to handle some business. What kind of business is that?
This again?
You may ask. That's right. We're going to do, what are we going to do? Instant corrections.
What?
I don't know if what we called it last time, but it wasn't instant corrections. But we've made some mistakes. We're ready to correct the record. So earlier, I don't remember which show. Whenever I played Bjork, remember Bjork?
Mm-hmm. That was Siamese Dream Year.
Siamese Dream Year, 1993?
Yeah.
Maybe. I pronounced her name as Bjork, but apparently it's more like Björk. I don't know Icelandic. Anyway, I've been holding on to that one because I don't make a lot of mistakes on this show. At least not like on the air mistakes. I make a lot of technical mistakes, like hitting the wrong button. Creed, in fact, did not have four number one songs off of their first album. They had one song hit number one, and that's What's This Life For? The song called One made it all the way to number two. A song called Torn made it all the way to number three. And My Own Prison peaked in the U.S. at number two. This has been Instant Corrections. Thank you.
Said it.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I guess now it's time to take a quick break. We'll be right back here with the 1997 show of Xennial Yearbook.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Yeah!
I can't hear you!
WTBR.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com.
Impressive. Almost impressive.
Thank you.
311 with Beautiful Disaster. That's 311 with Beautiful Disaster on Zennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield Community Radio. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
This is the 1997 show. What do you think of that? 311. You're pretty big. Oh, am I keeping you up?
It was okay. It's more tolerable than whatever the other band was.
All the other nonsense I've been playing? That's what you're gonna get today. 1997 hits, songs that were big.
We used up all the good ones last time.
We did not. We certainly did not. Cause you know what time it is. It's time to do the thing where we play all the songs from one particular band. I think this is the first time we've repeated a band. We're playing another album from a band that we've already played. And it's I think it was Riley's pick. Did you pick? Did you
Which
pick this
one
band?
Is it?
It's Radiohead.
Yes.
Okay, Computer. We got a whole bunch of hits on here. Actually, everything's a hit. Man, this whole album is great. Oh, here's a fun fact. You know, if you pick up your... everybody at home, go to your CD case.
No one has a CD case.
A CD case on your wall. Pick up your OK Computer album and look at it. You know, what you're looking at is a freeway service interchange, which is where one freeway turns into another freeway.
And where is this located?
I'll tell you where it's located. It's the intersection of Interstate 91 and Interstate 84
in Connecticut.
In Hartford, Connecticut.
I thought that was cool.
It is kind of cool because it's kind of weird. But, you know, now you've learned yourself a thing. Here's a bunch of weird songs by Radiohead. This is Airbag.
Oh, This is what you'll get when you mess with us.
Let Down by Radiohead off of their OK Computer album. Before that, we had Karma Police, same album. And before that, what was that?
Airbag
off of OK Computer. What do you think of those songs?
I picked them. Not Karma Police, because I don't like that song.
I don't understand why you don't like that song.
They're better songs off of that album.
I mean, there are. Because you won't let me play Paranoid Android for whatever reason?
I don't like that song very much either.
That's fine. Anyway, Let Down. They played that on The Bear. FX
oh,
is
yeah,
The Bear.
Oh, yeah. I got called downstairs. Well, I was literally listening to it on my CD player upstairs on like the same time. And it's crazy.
It's crazy. If you're not watching The Bear on Hulu, you're doing yourself a disservice. It's a great show with great music from the 90s, some 80s. Maybe some 2000s. And I know there's some cooking involved as well. Great, great show. 4 stars.
4?
Yeah. I mean, there are better shows out there. But it's good. The music is great.
Like Arrested Development?
The music is top notch.
Is Arrested Development 5 stars?
That's a funny show. I would say yes. The first 3 seasons anyway, before they canceled it. And then they came back on Netflix and it wasn't as funny. But all the actors, they had other things going on. And it's hard to get people to come back when they're in the middle of projects. I mean, you want to make a show, but you can't. It's hard to do. You can't make it work. Sorry. Anywho, we'll keep the music going. One more song from 1997, this hour. It's going to be a little bit of Smash Mouth. Did I know what I was talking about?
can't we be friends? Why 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 can't we be friends?
Yeah, enough of that?
That's a quote. No! Please.
Smash Mouth with their cover of 1975, War's 1975 hit, Why Can't We Be Friends? What do you think of that?
It was fine.
A lot of brass. A lot of brass instruments in the late 90s. A lot of horns. That's what they call horns. Brass. Anywho, yeah. So, what else? What else?
That's What's it. Your favorite song right now, Kyle?
You know what? Right now? Gosh, that's such a tough question. What's your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now is either Swing Swing by the All-American Rejects.
From 2005?
Are you kidding me?
From last week?
Anyways, or Feeling This by Blink-182.
We're going to play some Blink-182 later in the show. But we're not going to play Feeling This. But we are going to take another break. Oh, gosh, that was loud.
You didn't answer me.
Give me some time to think about it. We'll be back in a few minutes with more 1997 Zennial Yearbook.
I encourage you to listen to so much music.
You played that music in the middle of the night.
Rock and roll.
Gotta hate rock and roll.
It's catchy, right?
Let's get this party something.
Sell your mattress and go get the money and then take that money and spend it on music.
WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sondrini.com.
Hi, it's Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield, and I also host the Cultural Pittsfield radio show on WTBR. It airs every Friday at 8:30 in the morning. Stay tuned to learn all about the arts and culture scene for the city of Pittsfield and beyond. We hope you listen in every Friday at 8:30 on 89.7 FM WTBR.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Yeah, I'm a freak.
future. Yeah, I'm afraid. I don't really know how to put on a cool show. Boring as they come. Just tell me where to go. If only it could be as cool as you.
Freak by Silverchair. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
This is the 1997 show. What do you think of that? It's Silverchair.
I mean, I know like one Silverchair song, and that didn't sound like it at all.
Now you know two Silverchair songs. Wait, what's the other one you know? Tomorrow? Yeah.
I don't actually know what it's called. It's not Tomorrow.
What? Oh. Anyway, Tomorrow is how they got famous. They sent in a demo. They had a... I don't know if it's like American Idol before American Idol, but they had like an all Australian rock band contest, and they sent in Tomorrow and they won it, and then they got signed to a deal.
That's weird.
That's all it takes. You just gotta get lucky, or you gotta know somebody like good old Smash Mouth. When what's his name, Steve, handed the copy of Fush Yu Mang, which is the album that Why Can't We Be Friends is on. Why Can't We Be Friends? Why Can't We Be Friends? He handed it to a guy at a radio station in LA, and then they just played on the radio and they exploded. Boom. Pays to know somebody, right? It's true. All right. So we got a little more music left. We got another half an hour. We got some Marcy Playground coming up. We got some Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band coming up. Remember them? But before that, a little Collective Soul with a Precious Declaration. My veins and the marks of freedom.
generation needs. Yours is yours, mine you leave alone now. Precious declaration says, I believe our hope is dead no longer. Once I jumped through hoops of fire, as high and far as you require. Oh, I was blind, but now I see. Salvation has discovered me. Says, I believe our hope is dead no longer. Precious declaration reads, yours is yours, mine you leave alone now. Precious declaration says, I believe our hope is dead no longer.
Tip of your-
St. Joe on the School Bus by Marcy Playground. Before that, we had Blue on Black by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. We started off with Precious Declaration by Collective Soul. What do you think of any of those?
I don't know how much of this I can take. It all sounds like Pearl Jam.
Well, that's just kind of what it... I mean, Marcy Playground certainly doesn't sound like Pearl Jam. Nobody can see what you're doing with your hands. That's cool. So what else happened in 1997? Any guesses?
No.
All right. The full-size Crackle Bar was discontinued in 1997.
The what?
You know those bags of Hershey's miniatures with, like, Mr. Grid bars?
Oh, those?
Hershey's Special Dark. And there's a red one called a Crackle.
I could never eat a whole one of those.
Well, that's probably why they discontinued it. I loved those Crackles, but they live on in Hershey's Minis, but you can't get a full-size Crackle Bar anymore. It's disappointing. What else? The record, the world record for keeping an original Tamagotchi alive was set in 1997. How long has the longest Tamagotchi ever lived?
A couple months, maybe?
A couple months, maybe. Want to be a little bit more specific?
Four? Two?
Let's try it in days.
Two.
2 days?
2 months.
2 months?
48 days.
89 days somebody kept a Tamagotchi alive.
Did they just dedicate their life to that Tamagotchi?
Probably. That's a long... It's a long time to keep a Tamagotchi.
How did they sleep? Well, the Tamagotchi sleep.
Yeah, Tamagotchi sleep, right? Yeah.
Or else that would be cruel.
How long have you kept a Tamagotchi alive?
Maybe a week.
Oh, yeah, see?
You just forget about them and then they die.
Yeah. So, like most people, 1 week, maybe 2 weeks. 89 days? That's 3 months? That's a long time. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I said we were going to play some Blink. You like Blink? But you hate Dude Ranch? We're gonna play some Josie.
Oh.
Josie by Blink-182. I can't believe you don't like this album.
I don't like this album. Wait, which one is the whiny one?
I literally have no idea.
Why would you make me ask? What?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to
bands. I asked him what was playing, and he's like, save it for the show. And then he doesn't give me an answer.
Well, I wasn't going to give you an answer off the air either, because I didn't know. Yeah, San Diego's second greatest band, Blink-182.
What's their first one?
What's the first greatest
band?
Oh,
is it Cake?
No, that's Sacramento.
I don't care. It's the same place.
No. They're like 500 miles apart, maybe more. They're far.
Let's move back there and see.
It's true. No. No. But you know what? You know what else happened in 1997? This is the last fun fact of the show. High school junior Nathan Zoner from Idaho gathered signatures from, looks like more than 80% of his classmates, to ban the caustic substance dihydrogen monoxide as part. You know what that is?
No.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
No.
It's water.
What?
It's just like another chemical name for water.
How stupid are these kids?
The science project he was actually doing was called How Gullible Are We? And he got national acclaim for it.
That's funny.
Because people, in fact, are gullible. As you can tell because
So no one looked it up?
There was the internet, but it wasn't as prevalent as it is now. Like when I thought that Creed had 4 number one singles off that album, because I just read it on the internet, and I'm like, that sounds right. But then I said it, and I'm like, that doesn't sound right at all. Anywho.
Did you guys see Nick Akata skinny? I was like, what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought
about.
That was, like, really crazy.
You're going to have to give me a little...
But, like, is Orlin in on it, too? Like, how is he doing? Did they break up again? I don't know.
Was it what?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about or why I should care. But thanks for bringing me that backstory. Is this what it's like talking to me when I just talk about nonsense? No one can see you when you shake your head. Excellent. All right. Well, that's the show, everybody. This has been 1997.
This has been our worst show so far for
me. What? We played Radiohead.
Those are the only two songs.
We're gonna go out to your favorite band in the whole world. No, it's just Green Day. We're gonna go out to some Green Day.
Oh, never mind.
A little bit of redundant. We'll see you guys next. Well, no, you won't. You won't see anybody. You'll see us next week. You'll hear us next week on Xennial Yearbook.